Roymans Product Management Podcast. 6 qualities of a great product vision. The product vision can be a powerful tool to align stakeholders and development teams. When used effectively, it acts as the product's true north and it inspires and guides people. This podcast episode helps you create such a vision. It describes 6 essential qualities that a compelling product vision has to have. First quality, inspiring. An inspiring vision creates a meaningful purpose for everyone involved in making the product a success, and this includes the stakeholders and development teams. It helps people understand how their work relates to a bigger whole and how their efforts create a positive change. It also allows you, as the person in charge of the product, to understand if dedicating your time and energy to the offering is worthwhile and sustainable. If the vision resonates with you, then this will help you do a great job, especially when the going gets tough. If that's not the case, then you should maybe look for a different challenge. As Steve Jobs once said, if you're working on something that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. Additionally, an inspiring vision helps you apply a visionary leadership style and become a visionary leader, someone who guides others through a big, motivating goal. Second quality, shared. A shared vision unites people. It creates alignment and it facilitates collaboration. A vision is shared when the stakeholders and development team members support the goal and are happy to work towards it. If that's not the case, then it will be difficult to encourage the individuals to agree to more specific goals and to follow a product strategy and roadmap that are based on the vision. A great way to ensure that your vision is shared is to create it together with the stakeholders and development team members in form of a collaborative workshop, be it online or on site. Encourage the participants to describe the purpose that they associate with the product. Then look for a product vision that everyone can support. As the vision is truly fundamental, you should take the time required to create an inclusive goal that resonates with everyone. Resist the temptation to shortcut or rush the decision-making process. Similarly, don't allow the most powerful person to dominate, and don't make the mistake to agree on the smallest common denominator. Otherwise, you'll end up with an ineffective vision that fails to inspire and guide people. Ask the Scrum Master or Agile Coach to facilitate, so you can focus on shaping the vision, and you don't have to worry that everyone is heard and that nobody hijacks the decision-making process. Third quality, ethical. An ethical vision gives rise to a product that benefits its users and customers, and that does not cause any harm to people and planet. This includes not affecting people's mental health, for instance, by getting them hooked or offering content that promotes misinformation, self-harm, hatred, and violence. Additionally, an ethical product does not contribute to climate change, and it does not damage the environment by how it is developed, provided, and if it includes hardware, manufactured, delivered, and disposed of. While the vision alone doesn't achieve ethicality, it does play a crucial role, as it describes the intention for offering the product. You ultimately have to ask yourself why you want to provide the product. Is it to help others? Or is it to maximize your own benefits? Fourth quality, concise. A concise product vision is easy to communicate, understand, and remember. To achieve this, I like to capture the vision as a brief statement or a slogan, a short catchy phrase. An example for a product that helps people improve their eating habits might be, "Help people eat healthily." A handy tool to describe the vision, and to keep it short and sweet, is my product vision board, which you can download from my website, romanpischler.com. Fifth quality, ambitious. You can think of the product vision as a big, hairy, audacious goal, or BHAG. Such a vision increases the chances of providing a continuous purpose in an ever-changing world, compared to a narrow, specific one. I would therefore choose a big, ambitious vision like help people eat healthily over a more specific, narrow one like help people lose weight. Consequently, a product vision is not measurable. it truly is an inspirational grand goal. Sixth quality, enduring. Despite its name, a product vision should not describe the product or solution. For example, offer a weight loss mobile app and become the number one weight loss app provider are not effective visions. Instead of referring to the product, state the positive change you want to bring about, such as healthy eating. A solution-agnostic vision allows you to change the product strategy but keep your vision stable. Say that it turns out that my idea of developing a healthy eating app is ill-conceived. With a vision like healthy eating, I can then explore alternatives, for example, writing a book on healthy eating and offering healthy eating workshops. A vision that is not tied to a product can therefore provide direction for an extended period, say 5 to 10 years, during which the product strategy and the product change and evolve. To say it with Jeff Bezos' words, be stubborn on the vision and flexible on the details. I hope you found my recommendations helpful. You can learn more about creating an effective product vision by attending my product strategy and roadmap training course, which is also available online, and by reading my book, Strategize. Thank you for listening.